I'm Jay Thomas Smith, along with Val Wilson. And in this segment of the program, we have council member Wanda Adams from District D. Good morning and welcome to the program again.
Good morning. Thank you. Thank you to all the Sunday Morning Live family, Radio 1 and Magic 102. Thank you for always having me.
And this is, when is your term is going to be up in a couple of days, huh?
This is it. And whenever I get the opportunity to be in the public's eye, I'm always having to say thank you to the constituents and thanks to Houston for allowing me to serve. It's like 5.5 years. This is my 6-month mark. I'm counting down now to December 31st, which is my last year, but I've been with the city of Houston for 14 years. So I'm really proud, you know, so this is just another ladder of life in my life.
Well, that is fantastic. Well, you've done a lot of things while on council, but I guess we'll have more time to talk about that later on during your tenure. But today we want to talk about the big event that we've got coming up on July 3rd with the Miller Outdoor Theater.
Yes, in partnership with Magic 102. This is our fourth annual. Magic 102 has been a great partner for the last 4 years in our District D Family Night at the Movies at the Miller Outdoor Theater. And which is great about this year that Miller is actually celebrating 90 years.
Wow.
So, yeah, they're 90 years young.
That's amazing.
So this is a great time that we've come out and just bring a lot of people out, to the Miller, and we have a lot of fun. We get out there. I guess when you see the Magic 102 crew out there, I guess, you know, they get to be a kid within a kid. They have a great time out there. So we have
1923. I was just thinking, wow, 19, that's a long time ago.
Yes.
Yeah. I was thinking about the history of that. But anyway, if we can go back to that.
But you remember Hippie Hill, though.
Oh,
yeah.
Hill. So, you know, now it's Miller Outdoor Theater,
wow.
But we know it as the Hippie Hill.
Oh, really?
You know, we used to go up Hippie Hill, go down Hippie Hill, roll down Hippie Hill.
Really?
You know, so, yeah, so we asking the family to come back out to Hippie Hill on Wednesday night.
Didn't have grass before.
No, it was a little grass, but it was some rocks mixed up in it. Now it's grass. It's grass. And, you know, you scar your knee rolling down like, Mom, but you know, she'll say, go back up there and roll back down. You're tough. But now we have some smooth grass now, so you won't get hurt.
Yeah, I gotta imagine that. You used to roll down Hippie Hill, but now they got video games and everything. Now you got other ways to pass the time.
besides rolling down a hill, right? But you know what? I'm really excited about this year. We're going to view The Amazing Spider-Man, and a lot of the families, they begin getting out there around about 6:30 to get a good place on the hill, and we just have a lot of fun. The Magic Crew, they come out, provide, you know, games and activities, and you know, we just have a great time, and you know, just to see all the family come back out and sit on the hill, and we get to watch a movie. We did This Is It 2 years ago, and which was Michael Jackson. I know y'all had a preview of Michael Jackson all day, and people had their, like, they was really at the Michael Jackson concert, raising up the cell phones for the lighters, and you know, it was we had Joyful Noise last year. We viewed Avatar the first year, so each year has been a wonderful time for families just to come out with their kids and just have a good time. And due to this economy, you know, a lot of people have not gone to the movies. A lot of families have not seen The Amazing Spider-Man. So they get to come out and with their kids and have fun. They bring their little pits, their food, their picnic baskets, their chairs. I mean, we just have a good time. And I thank Miller Outdoor Theater for always partnering with our office with that event.
Now, the movie this week is going to be on Wednesday, of course, 8 o'clock.
Yes, it's the night before the 4th of July.
And the movie, tell us about the movie.
You know, with The Amazing Spider-Man, you know, people know about Spidey.
Uh-huh.
You know, so this is like, I think, the fourth or third segment about Spider-Man. And we know that Spider-Man saves the day. You know, we know there's always a damsel in distress. So, you know, we're really excited about that. And, you know, we always like, you know, men when they come in and rescue us. But this particular man just happened to be in a Spider-Man uniform. So we're good about that.
As long as he comes in to rescue, right?
Yeah.
Now, Congressman, Councilwoman, would you tell us about health fair events that you have coming up?
You know, and again,
that's right around the corner.
I know, that's right around the corner. Matter of fact, it's a month from Wednesday. Again, that's another partnership with Magic 102 and the 102 family. As always, want to thank Nzinga and for everyone, for Motion, for everyone that just comes out, Candy, that comes out and just make our events a wonderful event. And what we did last year, we was able to give over 2,000 backpacks to children in the community. And this year is probably going to be doubled, because many of you know, I'm going to have to give respect to the brothers of Kappa Alpha Psi out there. there in the community because their conclave is that week. And so they've actually partnered with us for the Back to School event. You know, many of us know Mr. Randy Bates. And so, you know, they just said, hey, can we join you this year? And we're like, sure, come on, you know, come aboard. So we're making a big family affair. So the Back to School event is August 3rd at the Sunnyside Multi-Service Center. It begins around about 10 o'clock. But we have many, many, many sponsors, too many to name. But my main sponsor that I'm really excited about is always Magic 102.
All right.
Now, you're going to have one or two events in August.
We're having two. Thank you so much. You know my schedule more than I do. So thank you so much for bringing this out on a Sunday morning. We're having two events. We're having our second one, I think, is August 17th at Emancipation Park. So we're doing two events to spread the love throughout the district to be able to make sure that our kids have the proper health and nutrition. We're partnering with Food Bank as well to make sure we have fruits and vegetables out there. And, you know, back to school supplies, health. We're partnering with Texas Children's Hospital. That's our health underwriter to make sure that the kids, that they have their immunizations, that they get proper health screenings, you know, in the community. So it's a big event, and both of them are huge events in the district. And it is something that is needed, especially in those underserved areas. So this is something that we've done, you know, since my 10 years. So it just, you know, two of many events that we continue to have throughout the district. So we're really looking forward to all the wonderful things that we're doing. But you know what? The best thing about both of these events is that they are free, you know? That they are free. There's no cost to the public. So if you would like more information, you can always call our office at 832-393-3001. So we're really, really excited about that. You know, we have such a dynamic team, you know, in the District D office. My chief of staff, Karen Haller, of course, Risha Beatty, Shavonda Johnson, and Valerie Tarr. We work really well in our district to make sure those things are being carried out in the community. One of the questions that you all addressed this morning, someone called on and said, what are responsibilities of our elected officials? And see, this is just part of it. You have to have a heart to serve. It's just beyond politics. It's about people and making sure that you make yourself available to address those issues. Something may not be your issue for me as a person, but it may be that issue of that community. So that means we have to tackle those issues that affect those communities. And so in District D, as Nzinga well knows, because she worked in the office prior to me getting here for many years, she knows when you're talking about obesity in the district, when you're talking about the highest rate of HIV in Sunnyside, those are issues that affect it. But if an elected official say, well, I don't want to talk about HIV, it's not about you. It's about that community in which you are, that you have leadership over. And so when I know that we deal with world's issues every day in Houston, and so how do we come together to bring fun? And so we try to do these things by bringing movie night, back to school events. I mean, we have health fairs throughout the district. We do feeding. We've had about 15 feeding events just within the last 14 months of giving food back to those underserved communities. So when you are an elected official, you have to be the people's elected official and not just about me as a person.
Now, a couple of things. I know, speaking of the Third Ward community, there's a big renovation project going on at Emancipation Park in conjunction with the Houston Sun.
You know what? The Houston Sun, you know, the TERS number 7, the City of Houston Parks and Recreation Department. Man, Emancipation Park would never be the same within the next couple of years. It would never be the same. When you come back, Emancipation Park will be the gateway to Third Ward. They're going to give tribute to Juneteenth, where they're going to have a big gate where people can walk through and only be open on Juneteenth. So there's a lot of things, new gym, new basketball courts on the inside, new pool, new walking and education center. So it's going to be the state of the art. And, you know, and one thing about that, it is designed by an African-American firm. So we're really excited. So we give shouts out to Judge Annetta Burney and Theola Pettaway and that whole team out there for Tourist Number 7. And so we're really proud of this, you know, of this big family event that's going to be right there in Third Ward. And, you know, to give homage to those who were before me, because we're here because people that were for me. I tell everybody that I'm here because someone passed a baton to me. And so now I won't get to see its completion. Someone after me will see it. So, you know, I have to give homage, you know, homage to, you know, former council member Ada Edwards, to council member James Rodriguez, because they have, you know, built the foundation. Now they has allowed me at the time, the most important point, the money came while I was here. So, you know, that's good. But the vision had to start somewhere. And so someone after me will be able to, you know, do the ribbon cutting, but I will hopefully will be there.
Well, Plus, a little bird told me that somebody recently had a birthday party and then made a donation of all of the funds from the birthday party to a local charity.
Yes, I don't know who that may be. Let me think about that. You know, every year, Val, people talk about birthdays and how we have parties and we always receive the gifts. You know, people say, what do you want for your birthday? I want to buy something for your birthday. Well, since I've been an elected official, I use my birthdays to be the gift giver. And one year I had the opportunity for raising over $10,000 for Sister Network for breast cancer awareness. And then this year I chose the Houston Area Women's Center, where we raised over $6,000 to the Houston Area Women's Center for domestic violence. And many of you know this year was a landmark year. This year Congress reauthorized the Violence Against Women Act. And we know that the act was created with the foundation of Vice President Joe Biden. And so what we did, along with my sorority sisters of Delta Sigma Theta, and along with many, many other organizations in Congress, they signed the reauthorization of the Voters' Right, Violence Against Women Act. Everybody talking about Voters' Right, that is on my mind.
It's important.
It's very important. The Violence Against Women Act, because we wanted to make sure that all women were included, whoever was being, you know, abused in domestic violence situations. So in Houston, we have the Houston Area Women's Center, and all my funds, 100% of the money went to the legal assistance funds for children, because a lot of children are witnesses or victim of the domestic violence within that relationship, and they need lawyers too. Mm-hmm. So all of my money went to the children's court services for the legal assistance for the kids.
Wow.
That are affected by domestic violence.
You've been doing a lot. We're going to miss you when you're gone.
You know what? Hopefully I won't be gone. It's just that maybe in that position I won't be there. But I tell everybody, you have to just continue to serve. Just for instance, like Nzinga worked for Councilmember Ada. She's not gone. She just worked in another capacity. But she still continued to serve. So long as, no matter if you're in a position or where you are, you have to continue just to serve, even if you don't have that title. Again, I tell people, it's not about the title. It's about the work that you do in the community, because that work is what will continue moving forward. And so I tell everybody, God allowed me to have this position, and whatever the tools that he need allowed me to be that, to open that door. And if the council member was the key at this time, but I thank him for the key, because many doors have been opened.
Alrighty. We're talking with Council Member Wanda Adams of District D. I'd like to invite all of you to come on out on Wednesday night for our big event, Magic 102.1, the Miller Outdoor Theater, and Council Member Wanda Adams' office, the 4th Annual District D Movie Night featuring The Amazing Spider-Man at the Miller Outdoor Theater. They celebrate their 90th anniversary. It's free. Of course, again, if you want more information, you can call the Council Member's office at
832-393-3001. And also, more important, we have to let everyone know that the Miller Outdoor Theater of this kind is the largest in the country when dealing with outdoor events.
Really?
And free events. You know, you can come Motown. There are a lot of events that occur right in Miller Outdoor Theater. And the only thing you have to do is just go to the Miller Outdoor Theater's website. Who would know? Porgy and Bess. You know, just all the wonderful things when you think about plays that you can go see right there at the Miller Outdoor Theater for free. And again, happy birthday, Miller, 90 years.
And happy birthday to you, belatedly.
Thank you so much. And I want to thank my constituents, and again, Magic 102 and his leadership, Terry Thomas, and everyone for always partnering with our office to make things great. And just want to tell the listeners, listen to some wonderful things that's getting ready to come about in the future with Councilmember Wanda Adams. So again, thank you so much, Magic 102. Thank you for loving the District D office, because guess what? The District D office loves you.
Oh, we're so, oh, that's so, oh. thank you,
baby. Why are y'all laughing up in here? That was very sweet. The love was sprinkled down from the fountain of praise this morning. So, you know,
there
we
you
got
go.
To show
that's
the same
nice.
Love under the leadership of Pastor Remy Samir Wright. So, you know, when you share that love, you got to give the love back.
All right. Okay, thank you. Somebody tell everybody to register and vote.
Go register and vote. Make your voice heard. There's a lot of things that's come down this week from the Supreme Court, the Voters' Right Act. So please, please, please vote. Vote your heart, vote your conscience, and vote the right way.
All right.